Welcome to Conversations on Big Data, a series of discussions with agency leaders about the power of analytics to enhance how federal agencies meet their mission. In this podcast, we'll be discussing the HUDSTAT program at the Department of Housing and Urban Development and the use of analytics at the Office of Management and Budget.
Welcome back to our conversation on data analytics with Lisa Danzig. Lisa is Associate Director for Personnel and Performance at the Office of Management and Budget, and I'm Laura Shane, Vice President for Research and Communications at the Partnership for Public Service, here with Brian Morrow, Associate Partner of Strategy and Analytics at IBM.
So if there's one thing that you want to tell the agencies that as they embark on the process, the budget process, the review process, what would your message to those agencies be?
Start small, make it simple. If it becomes a program or becomes divorced from the day-to-day existing structures, whether that's the budget process or the policy process, or completely separate from frontline staff and what they're doing day-to-day, it just doesn't have any relevance and meaning, and it takes a lot of extra energy. The tendency is, oh, data collection, this seems to be something we need to do. Let's collect a lot of data and not really think about the reason for it or what it applies to. So I think starting with what's your problem or what's your goal is also fundamental to making this relevant and useful.
And so it sounds like, too, when I hear you say that it's also about integrating it into the culture of the program.
The idea of continual learning and that failure is okay and testing and experimentation is a big cultural leap, so that it's about constantly getting feedback and information, whether that's from your customers or from your grantees, but you're constantly asking yourself, if we're trying to achieve X goal, how are we doing in getting there and how can we be doing better to get there? Just kind of the focus on the basics and not try and be so sophisticated about, you know, modeling and future predictions. It's really pretty straightforward. What are you trying to achieve? What are your indicators for whether or not you're doing that or getting there? And how do you then adjust course? Most people who are starting this up do have a central entity that is the subject matter expertise and has some authority and is really trying to generate this cultural change. But fundamental to that is the link to the business units and having relationships with program liaisons or performance liaisons who understand the business and who also are developing the metrics to be worthwhile. And the more separate those are, I think the less successful you'll be, because it'll be some separate entity that, you know, may be located in DC but not really understand the business or just be trying to meet the leadership needs as opposed to actually helping the business accomplish the questions they're posing. So I think the first thing I would say is engage a set of people who think this could be worthwhile and or already have a problem or goal they're trying to achieve and that you could apply this to. And I think this helps you avoid that cycle of collecting hundreds of metrics that aren't relevant to the problem, or like the guy looking for his keys in the wrong place, and helps tie together the people who ultimately are going to be the advocates, who are the people with the problems and the goals. And the more this is useful to them, I think the more successful the program will be.
What specific advice would you give to a leader trying to create a culture of utilizing analytics?
I think this comes back to our earlier conversation a little bit about failure being acceptable or experimentation and modeling that and celebrating that. We often would show people videos to show what this looks like. People would say, what are these stat meetings? What are they about? Looking at successes of how does this actually help you solve a problem then becomes a relevant tool. It's not an end unto itself. And the second thing I would say is creating a culture of trust so that the conversation is not just about a red, yellow, green rating on how well are you doing on meeting your milestones or your metrics, because then everyone's just going to focus on gaming the system and not actually getting to the end result. But a set of relationships and a forum where people actually want to tell the truth and feel like there's something that could come out of it that's good for them. This isn't just about being punitive or saying, look, you're not getting where you need to be, but actually responding to that need. So if, in fact, you need more analytics support, we're going to give you an extra FTE for your team to actually help make this happen. And I think when people see decisions coming out of these meetings and good things for them, it's encouraging and makes people think, well, maybe I want to be a part of that. It's demonstrating to people kind of in multiple ways, this is the way this can be successful kind of in your mission outcomes, and this is the way we can help you get there through these tactics.
What's the biggest mistake that you see that people make?
The biggest mistake agencies make is focusing on this as the process as opposed to focusing on the end result. The second is not recognizing just that people digest information in different ways, so that they get focused on being very analytic and lots of tables and lots of numbers. And most people actually aren't that interested in that level of detail and would prefer more of a story and something that has just a few metrics and something that's a lot clearer. Or even the metrics themselves might seem intimidating to a lot of people, and it's more about what the takeaways are, and you kind of put the rest in an appendix. So the communication of the information, I think, is as important, if not more important, than the content in terms of people absorbing that information and actually making use of it. We made the mistake early on of having way too much information on the page. There wasn't a clear indicator of how well we were actually doing, and people would come to the meeting and kind of look like deer in the headlights. And we realized we needed to simplify it a lot. Often people focus on the horse that's running the wrong way in the race instead of the ones that are, you know, maybe not the leaders, but chugging along. You're going to have a lot more effect if you focus on the, you know, more like the average or slightly above average who need a little help to understand this and help to apply it, but who could actually be real champions on this. So I would encourage people not to get too focused on the big detractors.
What do you see as the next steps for analytics and what's on the horizon?
I guess I would come back to keeping it simple. So, you know, people talk about big data and kind of huge data sets. And in some ways, that's an incredibly powerful tool when you think about ways that can be used. I've been focused, and I think our team is focused, on how do we translate this to the frontline staff, and how do we get the basics in terms of tools and data and information to the people who are actually using it and most in need of it. So I think you could talk about the future in terms of more sophisticated technology or predictive analytics or having a tighter link with causal outcomes. But I guess I see more need in terms of the breadth of more basic tools and really giving field staff the tools to be users of this information and not just compilers and distributors. There are opportunities for forecasting and modeling and within these kind of super user communities. But I think that's in probably a minority of areas and that are already very sophisticated. And the incremental impact of that is that they'll go from, you know, 90% effectiveness to 95%. Whereas I think the incremental impact of sharing some of these more simple tools to the frontline staff is going from more like 60% to 80%. So I just think there could be more power in supporting a broader usage of this way of thinking than the kind of refining the people who are already doing really well.
Lisa, thank you very much for coming in today and sharing your insights on the use of data at HUD and OMB. And thank you to our audience for joining us. This has been a conversation with Lisa Danzig, Associate Director for Personnel and Performance at the Office of Management and Budget. I'm Brian Morrow from IBM, here with Laura Shane from the Partnership for Public Service, and we hope you return for additional podcasts on using data for decision making.
These podcasts are presented by the Partnership for Public Service and the IBM Center for the Business of Government. To listen to conversations with other agency leaders, visit ourpublicservice.org/bigdata.